It's garbage day. The trash man is here and he is you. Take all that junk in your life that is just average or good or maybe even bad and toss it in the trash. Don't give it any more of your energy or time. Don't wait for it to be finished. Just toss it in the fire and move on with your life. This is episode number 36, The Magic of Being Wasteful. Throw away the bronze and go for the gold. Sometimes you just have to let go of whatever good stuff you have, very useful stuff that you have that you don't like, that's stressing you out, but you don't want to waste. There's this sunk loss fallacy flowing through our lives. We have all these items and subscriptions and relationships and jobs and all kinds of things that we really, really want to get rid of, but we've already bought or we've already invested in. So we tell ourselves, okay, after I use it up, after it's finished or I got all the good juice out of it, then I'll get rid of it and I'll do what I actually want. I'll have the relationship I want. I'll get that job. I'll buy better things. But that's what I've been doing for way too long. But what I've realized is the junk just keeps coming in and you never get rid of it all. You're never going to use it all because it's just there and it keeps refilling. What you got to do, this is what I did today, and that's why I'm now talking about this, is just literally throw it into the fire, burn it, get rid of it. I didn't throw my stuff into the fire, but I had these supplements, these multivitamins that weren't making me feel very good. And then I noticed I had these little black spots on them. And I was like, wait, have those black spots always been there? Are those good for me? I started Googling it. And I already knew I didn't like the multivitamins. I don't like how the way they make me feel. But I thought, well, I bought them and I might as well just use them up. But what I did instead was, I was like, screw it. I don't know if the black spots are good or bad or if they were always there. Whatever. I don't like this junk. So I just tossed it in the trash. And I felt great. I thought, wow, that's done with. Now I can move on to something else. I don't need to worry about those dumb things anymore. I found some old tea under my sink. Yeah, which is where it belongs. It's like a year old. This dandelion tea that tastes disgusting, but supposedly was good for you, and maybe it is. Anyway, I didn't like it. I wasn't using it. And I don't know why I've been holding on to it. I'm thinking, I don't know. There was no logic. It was like my animal survival-based brain or something just holding on just in case. What was I going to do with it? I don't know. Nothing. So I went outside and I threw it in the bushes. I thought that's like a fun way to use it at least, right? You can sprinkle the bushes in this like yellow powder. And I don't know, maybe the bees or the caterpillars or something will find use for it. It might get them high or teach them how to fly or something. I had some activated charcoal too, the stuff you brush your teeth with, but that gets your sink all black and your shirt all black. And it's just like, do not swallow. And you're like, oh, if I swallowed it, am I going to die? Anyway, I bought this stuff. I bought it at Ross. It was like half off already. And it's been there for like 4 years. And I use it like once every 4 months or something, which is when I realized, oh, I don't like this stuff. I'm not doing this anymore. But it's mine. I thought, okay, well, this is the last time. I'll finish off the bottle. The little cup of it. It's a tiny little cup, but it lasts forever because it's just unusable. I know you're not supposed to throw this stuff in the bushes, but that's, I wanted to see what happened. I didn't want to just throw in the trash. I put it next to that dandelion tea. I sprinkled these leaves in black charcoal. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know if the cops are going to show up at my house, say, hey, did you do this? Did you coat these bushes in ashes? I'm like, those aren't ashes. They're charcoal. Is charcoal an ash? I don't know. Are we going to get into this right now? Just let me eat my curry. So these are just like two tiny little examples of junk I threw away, but I felt great afterwards. I thought it was going to take me like a year or 2 years to get rid of this shit. And then I just got rid of it immediately, and I feel no problem with it. The sunk loss fallacy, that feeling of Oh no, I'm losing something valuable. That disappeared the instant I got rid of it. It's only right before, until you actually throw something away or get rid of it or quit it, that you feel this agony over the loss. Like, no, I don't want to lose it. Oh, I wasted my money. I might as well. Dude, that feeling goes away once you toss it in the trash or throw it in the fire or just chuck it into the garbage truck while it's driving by. Hey, no chucking things in here. You got to throw them away properly. Yeah. But throw things away in fun ways too, as long as it's not like a big deal. That's one way to use things like I did today. Anyway, this is another unscripted episode. I just got back from this curry restaurant and I was eating that good stuff without any headphones on, without reading anything. I was just eating it and all these ideas just started popping in. So I was tempted to go back to, you know, my laptop and just type it up and stretch out this whole process, go to the cafe, type it out, and then come back and speak it into the microphone and then edit it. So it sounds all perfect. And it's use up my whole weekend. But what is that? I want to live my life. I love writing, but I also love life. And that's what happens. That's what opens up when you just toss things out. And now it gets you thinking. It's getting me thinking. What else am I holding on to that is just average, that is just good, that is useful and appears free? It's free. I already got it. It's mine. So what is there in my life that is just sort of sucking me away, wasting my time? Yeah, maybe it's not wasting my money immediately because it's free, because I already bought it, or it's convenient, it has those little perks, you know, but it's wasting away my life. It's wasting away my time, you know? Beyond the foods and the supplements and all that stuff that you don't like, it might just be clothes or something, but I guess you could just leave that sitting in your closet or whatever. But then you get to slightly bigger things. Subscriptions. Oh, God, man, subscriptions. I've already quit Netflix. I turned that thing off because, I don't know, maybe it's the I've got OCD or ADHD or one of these Ds. I need to learn more about them to see which one I got. I clearly got one of them. I don't know. Whatever. But I have a hard time just wasting things. I really like to get my money's worth, to squeeze that whole, you know, squeeze everything I can out of something, you know, just milk that udder, eat every little grain of rice in the bowl, and I'll lick the jars and stuff, you know, with my tongue. I'll put my finger in a cup of hummus, in that little thing of hummus, and I'll just like dip my finger in there and get it all angled in the right way just so I can get all the stuff from all the crevices and just eat it all up, and like, yeah, I got my money's worth. Yeah, cool. That's great. At least I like hummus, and I like curry, and I like all these things. But you start doing other things you don't even like, but you made the mistake of buying, and you can't really waste. But by not wasting that subscription, or wasting that food, or wasting those vacation days from your job, or the, I don't know, free sex from your girlfriend, or whatever it is that you... the one thing that you like from what you have, whatever appears free, by not wasting that, what you end up doing is wasting your life and wasting your time and not even living the way you want. So when we're all logical and rational and doing things in a smart, responsible way and, you know, trying to get our money's worth and all that, we end up just wasting all the good stuff. We end up just bogging ourselves down and distracting ourselves from, you know, where we actually want to go. I mean, the lightness, the feeling of freedom I felt when I just threw those dandelion, crushed up dandelion tea leaves into the bushes, bringing them back home, I felt amazing. I felt like, oh, I can change. I'm not controlled by the things I have, and I can redirect my life. What about your relationship? Do you really want to be with her? Do you like her? What about him? Do you like him? Do you want to be with him? Maybe there's a smart, practical reason why you got to stay. Oh, well, he has this and that. And But ultimately, you don't like it. If you imagine the rest of your life with that guy or with that girl, you're like, that is a lie. My life is a lie. I cannot live this anymore. We all do this with our job. We have this crappy, stupid job, and we always have an excuse for procrastinating, quitting, and I'll do it a few months later, and after this, after that. I'm doing this right now. I'm working this one teaching job. I teach English sometimes. Surprise, I'm not just some successful, happy podcaster. I also have to do crap that I don't really like, but pays the bills. And yeah, so I have that, and I'm thinking, well, I want to leave right now. I want to get rid of that thing right now. But I got all this free vacation time. I got the annual paid holidays. I've got the winter vacation coming up. When is winter? It's summer right now. And I'm thinking, well, might as well go after winter because the winter semester is pretty easy. And I've got all this free money, basically, you know, because you're getting paid even when you're not working, you know, with these jobs. And but what are you getting paid? You're getting paid like nothing, really. I mean, what it's doing is distracting me from, you know, making this podcast or making a company. Something in the works that might be coming. A surprise. I hope to surprise you with that soon. Yeah, we'll see. But I don't got time to do all this with that there. Just like, you know, my audiobooks.com subscription. I know I'm rambling. This is what happens when I just talk, and this is what you're going to get. But I'm doing it. Anyway, audiobooks.com, man, it's just like Netflix, but it's worse because I love books. I love reading. And honestly, you know, these books on there are not that good. You can use up one credit to get a subscribe to some monthly book club, unlimited reading. And yeah, there's like 1,000 books in there or more, but only 2% of them are really worth reading. But I'm like, oh, I'm just going to use it for 1 month. So I'll just suck it all away into my brain and use it up just now. And then I'll quit. But what ends up happening is I get stuck listening to these junky audiobooks for like 10 hours on end. Oh no, the subscription is going to end in 6 days. I better read these 60 books before it is gone. I'm going to waste it. What are you wasting? It's a free trial. Or it's $14 a month. So you're gonna throw away a month of your life or 2 weeks of your life for $14? $15? What the hell? What the hell are you doing? I still didn't delete the app. I got to delete it. Like I deleted Netflix and I deleted the dating apps and deleted a lot of that stuff. Because it's just, once you delete it, if you can completely burn it away, then that's good because it's not an option. There's nothing to lose. You can't go back to it. It's just freaking gone. Burn that bridge. Burn the bridges to the places and the things that you don't want to go back to. That you're like, ugh, I don't want this. I don't want this. Just burn it down. And if you throw it in the fire, you can't get it back. You just got to move on. You got to start doing something else. You know, living in Japan. I like Japan. It's good. There's benefits to it. I have rational reasons to live here. There's trains. I can walk. It's safe. I have a job right now. So I'm, it's money. I can get this predictable money. I don't know. The girls are cute, but they're boring and I don't want to be with them. But I'm like, might as well, you know. I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know what I'm thinking. But basically, you got to identify those things in your life. I know this is a very basic concept, but identify those things in your life that are useful, that you have, that each time you use them, you're not thinking, oh, this is great. I love this. You're just thinking, oh, yes, that's one step closer to getting rid of this damn thing. You're counting down the days until it's logical to quit your job or to break up the relationship, or there's only 3 more pills in this stupid supplement that is killing me. It might actually be killing you, dude. Like that multivitamin, I think it was actually hurting me. What would happen if I drank that old crusty tea? I don't know, probably nothing, but certainly not helping me. All the junk that we don't want to waste, and we're not even looking at the most valuable thing of all, and allowing it that to go to waste. Our time, our life, our happiness, our actual authentic existence that we are supposed to go on. And I think we actually fill ourselves up with all this stuff and all these subscriptions and relationships and jobs and all this stuff to distract ourselves, to rationalize to ourselves that we're actually doing something, that we're being smart, that we're being responsible. Say, hey, well, I got this job, I can't go. Well, I got this girlfriend, I can't go date her. I can't be alone. Oh, I'm full. I can't do that. I don't need to do all this stuff because I got other stuff. So if you fill your life up with average crap, then all the amazing stuff just cannot fit. And you're like, oh, well, that's what it is. I will go to that amazing stuff after I finish up this junk over here. But that junk just keeps coming in somehow. I don't know. Maybe you can get smarter and stop buying it or signing up for it or finding it. But we know we're not that smart. We're so attracted to free stuff. And what looks like free is often the most dangerous thing of all. The ultimate free is it's something you already have. You've sunk that cost into it, and it's just yours now. It's yours to use. It's this house that you hate living in. It's this wife that you hate seeing. It's this job that you want to destroy, but it's there, so might as well until they can replace it with something else. Replace it with something else. But when you're waiting to find the replacement, You don't actually find the replacement until way, way later. You might waste away years because you get lazy. You're like, oh, well, there's no urgency. But here's a thought. I don't think I'm going to do it, but I feel it's the right thing to do. I don't have the courage because, like I said, I got these sweet, easy paydays coming up in the winter. Might as well get the free money, right? And then go, and, you know, plus I don't have a idea for a source of income when I go to wherever I go. But what if I just leave Japan? I just leave it. You're going to find a way, right? The job is gone. The country's gone. The people are gone. Your crummy little apartment. It's hot as hell right now, and I can't turn on the air conditioner because it's going to jack up the audio quality. That's gone. And then what? You're just you. You do what you do. You write. Make the podcast, you make it some business, you do what you want, you go to the beach, you eat good food, you have none of your stuff anymore because it's too heavy and you don't really want to bring it on an airplane with you, so you got your laptop, you got your Kindle, you got your, I don't know, you got your stuff. Like for me, I made a list of what things do I actually want to keep. I want to keep this microphone, I want to keep my laptop and my Kindle and just like a week's worth of clothes, 5 to 7 days worth of clothes. And that's literally all I want to keep. Everything else, I can literally, I'm not going to throw it in the bushes because you can't throw your underwear and like your umbrellas and your vacuum cleaners and stuff in the bushes or toss them in the tree. Unless you're a kid, you can toss things in the tree when you're a kid. I guess I can still do it now, but like, what's the point? You just get rid of it. I can literally, I don't have a lot of stuff. It all fits in a couple suitcases, 2 or 3 suitcases, but still, 2 out of those 3 suitcases are complete crap. Clothes I don't like. But just papers and stuff. Toss it out. The only things I'm going to miss are like my laptop and my Kindle and my microphone. And even then, like, so what? If I lose that, I don't really care. All I want is time to think and write and talk to interesting people, to figure out this thing, the brain, the body, this connection between the body and the brain and the world, and just to become a human again and help other people become humans again. That's all that matters. You know, my brother's homeless. He seems happier than everyone else I see. I don't know if he's healthier, I don't know if he's safer, but he's definitely living a more authentic life, and I do not want that. Nobody wants that. But if that's the fear, oh, you're going to become homeless. Okay, well, you're already basically homeless. You're tied up, gagged up, chained to this dumb life, this job, and this comfy stuff that you hate, that you're just like, ah, I'll get rid of it next year. I'll get rid of it next year. Get rid of it. And I'm rambling. And thank you for listening. But no, it's not over. Don't get too excited. I want to get this out. This is for me to re-listen to just as much as it is for me to share with you. But become more aware of how you feel around things. Yeah, it's like this Marie Kondo kind of minimalist, tossing stuff up, tidying up kind of mentality. But yeah, we do got to tidy up our lives, and we got to become more honest with how things make us feel, whether we actually want to do this thing, take this action, have this thing in our life, or if we don't. And if the reason is, well, it's free, I already got it, I've already sunk the investment into it, then that's a stupid reason, because like, look at what you are throwing away in return for keeping that thing. Your time. You're literally just throwing away your time. You know, what else could you get done today? What else could you get done this year? What else could you do? And you know what you want to do. Write those things down. Oh, I want to write this book. I want to study this. I don't want to read this dumb book over here. I want to read this book, but I already bought this one. So after I finish it, then I'll go buy that one. Okay. And then once you buy stuff, or you subscribe to things, or you start dating someone or meeting people, or, you know, buying a stock or whatever, listening to your feelings, become aware of your bodily and psychological responses to all of this. And just when you feel, oh God, I do not like this anymore. I made a mistake. This is not the right investment. This is not the right book for me. This is not the right food. The supplement is making me feel funky. Just get rid of it quickly, as fast as possible. Yes, you're going to feel this kind of pain. Like, no, I can't. I just got it. I just wasted it. Now I've wasted $16. No. Oh, I might. It would be smarter to get rid of it, to throw it away in 2 months when it goes back up, or after I've, you know, sucked up all its benefits. No, it's just going to keep dragging you down. It's a freaking lying, deceitful little leech that's leeching away your life. Get rid of it now. Get rid of it now. Oh my God. This might just all be really, really super obvious to you. You're like, dude, what are you talking about? Obviously, don't do stuff you don't like. If you don't like it, don't eat it. If you don't like it, if you don't like her, break up with her. If you don't like where you live, move. I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid. Or like I said, maybe I got OCD or one of these things. I got to learn more about that. But I feel like I'm responsible. I'm thinking about the future. I'm trying to be frugal and be reasonable and all these things. But the more reasonable I become, the more foolishly I live my life. And not the good kind of foolish. It's just like the wimpy, normal, average guy kind of foolish. Just being a little chicky. A little chicken. Hey, chicken. Hey, Chicky Mike. Now I'm doing some good stuff. I'm enjoying this podcast. I'm enjoying the study. I'm enjoying connecting with all these people. I see big things happening soon, but they're not going to happen until I start tossing things overboard. Because once I start tossing all this junk overboard, that's when this clunky ship that rhymes with shit is going to become a motorboat, a speedboat. You know, that's when I'm going to get my flippers and I can start swimming for real. And, you know, yeah, maybe you run out of money. Maybe you get hurt. Maybe you die. But like, you die and you run out of money, like, living your life. So I was like, well, what is there to regret? You're not really going to regret it. The most common excuse is, I'll wait till I get a little bit more money. I'll save up a little bit more. I'll find a new job first. I'll find a new girlfriend first. All this stuff. Which is fine, that's reasonable, but how long have you been postponing your life? If it's been more than a few months already, or more than a few years, it's time to just, I don't know, burn that $100,000 house down. Don't actually burn your house down, sell it. But, or burn it down if somehow that's possible. Though, like, I don't think you could just burn houses down. Houses are fine. It's these other little things that really eat away at us. It's these subscriptions, having a TV. I already got it, might as well use it. Having Netflix, oh, it's free, it's unlimited. you go to the buffet, it's like all you can eat, but you don't want to eat anymore, but you just keep eating because you paid for it, might as well. You know, you've got a secure job that you can keep. It's a subscription again. It's a subscription to this working life. It's not even Netflix. It's like a crappy dumpster toilet TV where you just watch people take dumps and stuff. And you're not into it. You're not all hentai like that. You're just watching people take dumps all day. And that's it. You got a lifetime subscription to this channel. So you just keep watching it. What are you doing? Why are you watching that? It's free lifetime subscription. Might as well. What are you talking about? Might as well. Go watch something else. I don't know. Yeah, be like my brother. Just live in the freaking park. You know? That's another. I'll talk about him later. But he's got some cool stuff he's been doing. He's got it going on, at least for now. Anyway, thank you for listening to my big long ramble, and I hope it was more than that. And I couldn't completely complete my thoughts because this is what happens when you talk. You don't condense things down to, you know, the little efficient sentences that you want them to be. You probably talk for. At least I talk for like three times longer than I needed to. I probably repeated things like a billion times, whatever. And I missed some things after I upload this. I'll be like, oh no, I didn't mean that. Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah, okay, well, whatever. But that's another thing. You know, just do what you want to do. I felt this pull to talk into the microphone directly today and not scribble down notes and outlines or any of that stuff. Making my sentences rhyme and, you know, sound all cool. So yeah, I'm thinking now. Don't worry, we're gonna go soon. I'm thinking now, like, what else can I forget to throw away? That could be a fun little weekend. Just dumb little things, little extra screwdrivers and nuts and bolts and hangers and you got 7 or 8 umbrellas. Maybe throw numbers 5, 6, 7, and 8 away, or put them in some place where other people can find them. What else can I get rid of? I think the real things I got to get rid of is get rid of this teaching job. Which is like, dude, what are you doing there? Yeah, I know. I was kind of hiding it for a while, too. I didn't want to, you know, felt a bit ashamed. I didn't want to sound like a normal dude, which is, you know, we're all normal dudes. We look at each other and say, oh, he's got a good. He must be so happy. He's living the life. He's like, in my case, you might think, oh, he's making a podcast. Yeah. But I'm also doing a lot of other crap, and I'm not getting paid for this or none of that. I'm just trying. I'm trying to live my life. And I got all this stuff holding me back. The biggest things are the things that are holding back my time. It's the job. Holding back my energy and my ability to connect with other energetic souls. My country. I mean, not my country, Japan. I thought Osaka was better than Tokyo, and it was. It is. It's more alive. But what am I doing here? Except for it being the reasonable thing financially or safety-wise or whatever. But just got to jump ship. And I think I might take the reasonable route and leave after my little winter vacation. But oh, how exciting it would be just to go. And how would I feel? Would I feel like I felt after I dumped that dandelion tea, those tea leaves into the bushes, bringing them back to their brothers and sisters, those green leaves mixed with the yellow? I felt, wow, cool. Goodbye. I did not miss you. Am I going to feel like that? Whew. I did not miss you. I did not miss you, old job. I did not miss you, secure paycheck. I did not miss you, friends that aren't really friends. I don't miss you, little apartment that's affordable and makes sense. I don't miss it. And I can always go back. What am I holding on to? What if I can just live my life not out of defense, out of fear, out of holding on, but just this offense, this going forward and taking some risk? Maybe I get hurt. Maybe somebody steals my stuff. Maybe I have no income for a couple of years and I'll have to find some way to survive. But what I imagine will happen is I will start creating better ways to make money. I'll start making stuff, selling stuff. Even if it's just writing, you know, doing some freelance writing, I would enjoy that. There's all kinds of things I could do. And it's not going to happen if I'm holding myself down with this job, with this country. Love Japan, but it's not for me. With all this stuff, you know? Oh, well, I've still got about 3 more months of my vitamin supplements. I might as well use it up because I don't want to pack it in the suitcase. What are you talking about? You can pack it in the suitcase? Oh, the freaking... I bought like every flavor of those teas. I don't know the teas. The cacao from Dan Kosh. Remember Dan from back then? Dan back in the day? Yeah. Where are you, Dan? Danny boy? Yeah. I got like every flavor of that, which is great. But like what I'm thinking too is like, well, I'll leave Japan. I'll move out of this apartment after I use up all these cacaos. What? What kind of weird logic is that? You're gonna let these 1 kilo, you know, tiny size stuff control your next 8 months? So I got to start just being a little bit illogical, a little bit irresponsible, a little wasteful, and start tossing things out. Goodbye job. Goodbye house. Goodbye stuff. Goodbye all that stuff. Goodbye everything. And start recreating it, you know? Be a phoenix. Burn yourself down and build yourself back up, which is scary. But sometimes that's the way you got to do it. You know, when you do get new stuff, you're going to keep making mistakes. So you buy more. I keep talking about supplements, but that's one area where we tend to be like, oops, this is not for me. Clothes, all that stuff. Once you realize like, oh, I made a mistake. I made a wrong purchase. Honestly, I think it's better just to throw it away so you don't have to think about it anymore. Just get rid of it. Waste it. Or give it away. I don't know. And then with subscriptions, I know you already paid for the month, but maybe you should just delete it and forget about it and just move on. Cut your losses. Yeah, maybe you're wasting a free trial, or you're wasting $10, but what are you getting? You're getting a whole month back. I think what you got to do most likely is probably Netflix. It's probably some other kind of subscription where you can just consume all this junk that you don't really want to consume. It's books you don't want to read. It's clothes you don't want to wear. It's food that you hate that doesn't taste good, and or it's making you feel bad. It's a job. It's a boyfriend. It's a girlfriend. It's friends. It's all this stuff. You got to get rid of it all. Get rid of it. Get rid of little things here and there. Just test it out with the smallest thing that doesn't matter, like your version of your dandelion tea, and then see how it makes you feel. See if you regret it. See if you feel any lighter. See if you feel less free. See if you feel less alive, less authentic. My guess is you're going to feel better, and you're not going to want it back. Even if you could pull those treasures, those demons disguised as treasures, out of the fire and bring them back to life, even if you could, you'd probably be like, nah, I'm good. Let's let it burn away. I like it better that way. I found this other thing I like. Okay, thank you so much. I will try to flesh out these ideas more. I appreciate you listening to my raw audio. And hopefully soon I'll have some updates on my life. Hopefully I make some bold actions. I start getting rid of stuff, you know, and recreating my life with more authentic, meaningful actions and things. And hopefully you do too. And I want to hear your little story. Tell me about what you threw away, what you got rid of, how it made you feel, what kinds of things you would like to bring into your life. Yeah, send me an email. It's Michael, like, you know, the name, the most popular name, the most common name from like 1952 to 2000 or something like that almost. I think David was number one name in 1958. But anyway, michael@brainshaman.com. Yeah, send me an email. Maybe we can have a chat too. Maybe I can interview you. I love interviewing people. I love talking to people. Obviously, it's a podcast. That's what people do on here, right? Anyway, and if you didn't like this episode, I'm sorry. It's a different little style one. I've done a few like this where I just blab, but it is what it is. Don't listen to it again. And if you just hate me now, then unsubscribe or, you know, delete the whole podcast app if it was that traumatizing, but just don't come back. No. I will feel sad if that's the case. I hope you like it. Yeah, that's another thing. If you do like something, if you love it, oh, I'm loving it, then double down, triple down. Instead of just spending 10 minutes on it a day, spend 5 hours on it. You're not doing all the other stuff anymore, so now you can do that. Or, you know, if there's a job you want to do, you don't get paid for it, but you love it. You know, it's writing or it's making art or something. You don't get paid for it, so you only do it for a few minutes. Dude, what if you could do that all day for 8 hours? And that job you're doing now? Boom, gone. Yeah, the money's gone too, but what are you getting in return? So, wow, what you can start doing, you can just flip things around. You can flip things around and by getting rid of the trash, you can fill your life up with all the goodies, all the good stuff. Yeah. So if you do like this podcast, listen more. If you don't, listen less. If you like what you're doing, do more of it. And if you don't like it, then don't just do less of it. I say burn the bridge, toss it in the fire, just chuck it into the whirlpool and let it get sucked away into nothingness. And bring yourself into being, the real you into being, not this thing, this rational, logical robot thing that also needs to die. Come back to life. Let's come back to life together. Send me an email. I want to hear what you have to say, and I want to get to know you because you're my buddy. You're my buddy. I don't want this to be so one-sided. All right. So love you. I love all of you out there, and take care and take out the trash.